This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
There's something about aging comedians with their tears of a clown painted on their face and weathering through the October seasons that if they actually make it, if they actually survive long enough to be elder statesmen, they reflect back to us the mask of the comedy and the tragedy, the old Greek masks of the frown and the smile that sparkles something in us. So, and it's rare that it actually happens, comedians having so drawn towards the comedy tragedy continuum oftentimes are taken from us too soon. See Robin Williams as of late, but Bill Murray luckily is still with us and creating movies that defy sort of typecasting. Bill Murray's been somewhat of an internet phenomenon recently. He's taken on the role of the zeitgeist, not in small part because of his role in the Wes Anderson movies, but also he just simply is a tough nut to crack. He pops up in viral videos. He's kind of mastered the art of remaining remaining interesting to the public while still being private enough that he remains a bit of a mystery. So the mystery in public life in 2014 is not usually there, especially with someone who trades off of his public persona, such as the comedian. Anyway, that's a roundabout way of saying that seeing Bill Murray in St. Vincent is another reminder that we have a living, breathing comedian who's a gem, him and Steve Martin, who's been playing a lot of bluegrass music recently, have kind of gone off of the just doing straight comedies, but they've lived long enough to be able to do the some acting that is sort of not what you'd expect. And here, Murray plays a kind of an archetypal crotchety neighbor, which is not that interesting of a role, but what he brings to it is elevates it to like a better than average film. What one really only needs to see the final credit sequence where Bill Murray sort of ad-libs listening to Bob Dylan's Shelter from the Storm, sings it with a Walkman on and sprays a hose around for about 3 minutes of solid footage without a cut. And really that's one of the best pieces of film caught on American celluloid this year. So catch the ending credits.